Call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. John?
I was wondering, is it all right for the village residents to come up and get salt out of the salt shed?
No.
I thought maybe for the sidewalks it would help a lot.
They sell it right at Agro. $7.69 a bag.
I was just thinking of safety wise for people, you know.
Well, yeah, they sell it at Agway. It comes in bags. That's safer than putting it in a bucket.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. Approve the minutes from the January meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Guy. Get a second. Well, you can still approve them or make the motion.
Second, yes.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report for January. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Bill.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the treasurer's report? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence. No correspondence. Highway Department.
It's been a very difficult year. Another one. I'm particularly concerned about the sidewalks, that section running from John Street up to McClellan Road. Difficult to keep it clean. Some of the people that live there are doing it. But in order to keep the thing completely clean, it's becoming very, very difficult with the freezing and the water and everything. There's a lot of water that seems to run from the hill from the school down into the road onto Route 20 on the south side of it. And it's been a problem. I don't know how we fix that. The village right now is using the backhoe to keep the section of sidewalk in front of where the sewage used to be and also from the corner of the bridge up to McClellan Road. But using that particular vehicle to take care of the rest of the road is almost an impossibility because of the way the bank comes down. I don't know what we can do about that except put salt on it and hope for the best. Other than that, they've been taking care of things, and I'm in the process, or will be, this coming week.
Residents in the village that what something having codes if nobody enforces them. So,
right.
So we have to make it more easily enforced.
Okay.
That's all I had to say.
Okay. Water source protection plan review. Anything we need to review this week?
This month?
No?
We didn't get any more.
No.
Okay. So the meeting's the 28th. And hopefully we'll have something for next month. Okay, new business. Pavilion on capital on the Commons Project Capital Fund.
So, as we just talked about this project, one of the activities that the Bicentennial Committee is going to be undertaking in the next year and a half, 2 years, is collecting donations for the to help construct the pavilion. And no individual on the committee is willing, and I don't blame them, willing to take responsibility for those funds. As you might imagine, if you had $10,000 in your bank account and somehow it disappeared, and you'd be called in the carpet for it. So you know, you don't want to have that happen. So what I would ask the village to consider is creating a capital fund that we could put those monies that are collected expressly for the pavilion to be there and kept secure and accounted for, so that it wouldn't go, it wouldn't get spent on anything else. So people who, when they donated, they said, I want to put this towards the pavilion, they know it's going to go towards the pavilion. And this is a vehicle to allow for that. Also gets the money out of any individual's hands and into the bank. So it just the Bicentennial Committee they're just about to start an event. They have an event, April 7th, kickoff dinner fundraiser. And until we straighten out where they can put money, they are kind of reluctant to start collecting donations. So we sort of have to make a decision on this and get this started, so that they can go about their jobs. So, I'd like the board to consider that, creating such a fund. I'm not asking the board to put any money into the fund. I'm just asking them to create the fund so that donations could be collected and deposited into the village's bank account in that fund. So it's...
Now, would those donations be tax deductible, possibly? Because you're making a donation to a... That's one of the... Mm-hmm. Sort of strategies that they're talking
It should be
about.
Tax deductible if they make it out to the Village of Nassau right. Pavilion Fund.
Right, and that's one of the strategies they're talking about using for softening the blow of the federal tax changes, is making some payments of toward taxes or in lieu of taxes, converting them into contributions. I don't know whether that's going to work or not, but it's just an additional incentive for people who maybe want to contribute.
Yeah, I don't know the laws around the donations.
And yeah, we shouldn't be, but we should not be advising people.
Yeah, we're not.
It's not us, okay? But you could put something in, like, talk to your own tax advisor instead mm-hmm. of the deductibility. I mean, yeah. We're
right.
Okay, so Guy, how would the collection work? So do you have a treasurer on your committee that would collect the money and then what?
Yes.
Bring it here, turn it over to me.
Yep.
I would deposit it and then fill out a form for Wendy.
Yes.
And she would make sure it goes to the
and
right.
We
would do regular deposits.
Right.
I fill out a slip and I tell her which accounts it goes to.
But this would go into a capital account. It would not go into the general fund.
Right, but that would be something Wendy would do.
Wendy would set, yeah. We pass a resolution tonight to set up a capital account for the pavilion. Then Wendy will set that up, and any donations that come in will go into that fund.
I have a question. Maybe it's a little off subject too. Pavilion at the Commons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rail trail going through there. I'd say assume that people coming through the rail trail are going to be able to use the pavilion?
Absolutely. And that's actually, part of you being able to use those funds to do that.
My thought there, the only thought I have is that, we're talking about bathrooms at a later date. Kirk can't have the bathrooms at the...
Well, the bathrooms are for village functions. They're not for the rail trail.
Right, but we probably should think somewhere down the line, or the rail trail should think about something putting in for people coming through the village to use, too. Right. Because eventually stewards or Cumberland Farms is going to say, no public bathrooms, or something like that. And so the great... I see a lot of places the doors are closed for bathrooms, and all of a sudden the great rail trail coming through the village is no longer a great rail trail because it's going to get your reputation. Don't drink a lot of water, okay? Okay, over your 30 miles. I'm just saying, you got to think somewhere down the line too. That, if we're using this to promote the village, then we need to think ahead also. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line too, and maybe there's more funding from the rail trail committee to
Can I say something?
Not just yet, John.
The people who are running the rail trail project have expressly said that they're not interested in paying for restrooms. So I'm just saying, I'm just passing that along. But it doesn't mean that we can't consider it for our pavilion. It's, you know, again, would it get more people to use it, to use the trail, than to shop at the shops here? Maybe.
Well, I don't think you'll like the residents seeing people stop on the side of the rail trail and relieving themselves. So I think it might be something that might be looked into.
Well, the hope is that they'll drop in, park their cars, do their run or their ride or whatever they do, and, you know, stop at the trolley stop and, you know, have a bite to eat and use the restroom at the moment.
Take the trash home with them.
Yeah.
Carry in, carry out, John, just like every state park.
Every state park. You got it.
All right. Sorry to say. Thanks.
So, and as far as the pavilion goes, well, here, Bill, I'll let you go first. I don't want to.
No, that's okay. I'm wholeheartedly in favor of the pavilion.
Okay.
It's a great idea, and I also agree with Randy on the problem of restrooms. I think people are going to start in Rensselaer to get out here and say, okay, you know, I can't go any further. What do I do now? Well.
Yep. I also think the pavilion, the idea of the pavilion is a great idea. I know back when we built the gazebo, we thought about a volleyball court, and I don't think I've ever seen a net on it. But, you know, I think having a pavilion, you know, right now we set tents up and take them down for all of our activities. This would certainly make that a little easier, and also I think a little cleaner, and you know, be just better looking for the commons, and I just think it's a great idea. I think we should be careful with the size. I think we should choose a size that fits the plot of land, and you know, keep that in mind, that we still need to have some open space. We're going to have the trail going through there. That's going to take up some of the space, but we still want to have some open green space where you could sit at the picnic table out in the sun if you want to do that too. So, but I think you know, the renovation and upgrade of this park is going to be a good thing for the village and the residents of the village. So, okay. So let's see. Is that on the agenda for resolutions?
Yes.
Okay. So we pass. I'll pass that to Lynn. Let's see. Set budget workshop dates. So normally what we do is we do the two Wednesdays after the March meeting. So that would be the 21st and the 28th as budget workshops.
Youth committee has 7 o'clock.
What's that?
Youth committee has 7 o'clock on the 28th.
No, you can have it.
You can have it? Okay.
Okay, 21st and 28th. 6 or 7. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, well, at that time, we will have from Wendy the amount in.
Yes.
In the,
I'll be sending that out to her, you know, this week, so I can have her get to put that together.
And I hope everybody got the email today. I sent you all your wish list.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
So, it's come on. You want to do this at 6 or 7 o'clock? What's your druthers? 7?
No.
Huh?
No.
6?
6? I'm going to show you what you're doing now. 6 here.
6 o'clock?
Okay. That's all right with everybody else.
I don't care. What about you, Bill?
Doesn't matter to me. 7's better, but, you know. 6:30. Okay, too.
You want to split it? 6:30?
Sure.
6:30.
6:30.
Okay, so 3:21, 3:28, 6:30 p.m., open to the public. Yes.
Can we ask Wendy for other items?
Yeah, give me a list of what you want. I'll get it. Email me. Anybody's got anything they want from Wendy, let me know. I'll get it. Okay. Public comment. John.
Did ever think? Yeah, anybody ever think of taking that hump out of there down there where the pavilion's going?
I think it's a rock.
Is it a rock or is it a ship?
Well, a ship.
I don't know.
Well, that was left as a design feature. There's a garden on the other side of it.
That was definitely discussed at the original, when the property became available.
So, I mean, I don't know if it would be better with it out there with a pavilion going in, give you more room. Because there's only like one or two benches there, I think. I mean, I don't know. And the other thing, is the Keller ever do a thing?
Is what?
The pipe they're putting in, whatever, the Keller ever finished that project?
I talked
about it
earlier. Yes, he did it today and hopes to be finished tomorrow or Friday.
All right.
Lori.
I just want to mention to the audience that the Bicentennial Committee is hosting its kickoff fundraiser dinner April 7th at Jackson's at 6:30. And tickets are available at the Village Hall or one of the Bicentennial Committee members, and they're $35 a person. And then I just got one question. You talked about the three proposals you received, and I was just curious, what were the prices? And did you have a price going into it? Like, you had a price you weren't going to go over, or you were just looking to see what the market was bearing?
Well, we were told it could be anywhere from 10 to 20,000. We got two proposals that were in the 11 plus, you know, but not the 12, between 11 and 12. And we got one for 30.
Okay, so the one you chose, I heard you say it was not to exceed 11?
Well, it's like 11.5 or
right,
something.
But I mean, you were going to do, like you said, the menu.
It's a menu. Yes, okay. It is. Right. And it's a not to exceed price.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. John?
Yeah, you really got to get into consideration, like a dumpster should be down here at that pavilion, because remember they used to have the cardboard pickup around the village?
Mm-hmm.
Everything was in there but cardboard. So that's going to be a little problem, I think, for the trash.
Well, I think we'll have to address that and see what's going on.
Yeah, there's some way to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. But
you put a dumpster down there and you're going to have everything dumping in it.
So we'll have to evaluate that's going to be a kind of feel as you go. We'll put some cans out and see how much we get. I mean, there's cans down there all summer that we empty on a regular basis. So
I don't think Skodek you can get in there without making an appointment, can you?
If you want to rent it, you fill out their form out.
Can't walk in there and have a picnic.
No, you can't. But you can walk in there. You can use that.
For the trail from the other side.
No, you can walk on that side too. Also, I mean, I've had parties there and people walk by. And
you rent it.
Huh?
You rented it.
I rented it. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, this is going to be open for the public.
This will be, and it'll also be as a rental. It could be.
Right, but if there's nobody in the pavilion over in Skodek, right, you can go in there and sit.
Yeah.
You know, but if somebody rents it, then they have
full use.
They have the use.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Randy, to address your question, the Bicentennial Committee did think about the bathrooms, and like I said, what our hope is if the village agrees with it, we would like to see like an RFP written that would be kind of
included.
A menu saying this would be electric, plumbing, bathrooms, and then, you know, depending on what the budget is, kind of make it and then for future use too. So we definitely thought about the bathroom issue.
Anything else? Okay, no executive session tonight, unless you got something, Dave. No? Okay, resolutions. Authorize the mayor to sign the Stop DWI grants.
Grants, hold on.
I pluraled it.
Okay, just making sure.
There are two.
Yes.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Like to appoint Terry Breeds to the ZBA. Thank you for volunteering and being a part. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carries. Point Joanne Hart, Lorraine Drasmala, Maida Bogoslavsky as an election inspectors.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Randy, second by Bill. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Board of Trustees election notice to be posted.
Yeah, there's two.
Special notes. Notice, two of them.
Yep.
They differ?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, election notice. Please take notice that by order of the Board of Trustees pursuant to Section 15-118, subsection 3, election law, Village of Nassau will not have a village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote in the March 20th general election must be registered with Rensselaer County Board of Elections by March 9th, 2018. Pursuant to Section 15-104, subsection 3B, election law, the Village of Nassau designated polling place will take place at the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123, from noon to 9 p.m. Applications for absentee ballots are available at the Village Clerk's office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. Second notice to be posted is notice of a special meeting. Please take notice that the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau, Rensselaer County, New York, will hold a special meeting on March 20th, immediately 2018, immediately after the close of the polls. The following items will be discussed. Results of the 2018 election by order of the Board of Trustees and Melissa Turner Bulin, clerk.
We can just do them together, that's fine.
You're going to do a resolution saying these notices should be posted?
Yes.
Yep, resolution to post these notices.
Uh-huh. Anybody? How many people are running? Any idea?
We have to wait till they turn in their petitions. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So, next item up is a resolution to establish a capital fund for the building of the pavilion.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion by Guy. Second by Randy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Next item I have is to accept a proposal from Community Planning and Environmental Associates for the zoning review. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Budget adjustment in the water fund, 1440.4 engineering contractual is over by $9.93, and we're going to be doing some additional work, so I make a motion that we move $4,000 from 8340.4 transmission contractual up into engineering 1440.4. $4,000. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, skip the...
What did I skip?
Special meeting for election.
I thought we did both of them at once.
We did both the election notices.
Oh, all right.
The meeting is separate.
Okay, set a special meeting for March 20th at 9 p.m. Entertain a motion. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Paid bills number 253 through 290 in the amount of $46,472.04 in the general fund and $6,868.95 in the water fund and $2,670.16 paid outside of abstract. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournments in order.
Actually,
hold it.
Just one more.
The union?
Tom wants to know. No. Do you guys have that one on the agenda? I didn't add it, but I didn't know we were doing it.
Yeah.
The only issue I had there is Tom is a quasi-supervisor. And in other words, they proposed that all there be one union with nine members, that the bargaining union would be all of the officers. And I'm not sure whether Tom, who's got somewhat of a supervisory capacity, not entirely, but something of a supervisory capacity, should be a member of that union. You know, it's not quite a management worker type of situation, but it's a little ambiguous, I think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In other words, you're making some decisions, right, Tom? Yeah, so I'm just not sure that's what they're going to want to know. In other words, you proposed, Council 82 proposed that we recognize them as the bargaining agent for all of the persons who signed cards. And what I would recommend, I don't think we have to go into executive session to this, but we've talked about this before.
But what about, like, so for instance, in other departments, I mean, I could see where maybe the chief wasn't part of the bargaining unit, but what about a sergeant or a lieutenant?
Yeah, that's the question. And I'm not sure exactly where Tom fits in there, because when we actually created Tom, designated him as the
officer in charge,
not
the chief.
Yeah, right,
specifically.
Exactly. So I don't know, and I'm sorry that I just don't remember back then as to how we laid out the responsibilities. I don't think he's a chief who would be not in a union, but also he's not a police officer exactly the same way. Tom, do you have some responsibility in shift establishment and that kind of thing?
Yeah, but this initial step, that's all to be determined at a later time. This initial step was just for...
Well, no, but it's usually done at the same time. In other words, one of the things that PERB is going to want to know is, how are we defining the bargaining unit?
We don't have to do that tonight.
Well, why don't you get us some information on how they handle, sergeants and lieutenants where the break is.
I'm sorry I didn't do this before. I was just thinking of it as I sat here, hoping no one would say anything about it. But I've got to talk to Tom. Find out what his...
That's not really the right thing to do, David. Sorry.
I'm
going to talk to them. We'll just go to PERB. If you don't want to do it tonight, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's fine. What I'm saying to you is...
I've already figured that out with them.
Yes.
This is the step that we needed to do.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, we'll just keep going. Not a big deal.
So they'll just file it with PERB, and then we'll be down there with PERB and that set of the bargaining.
So what is, so what's the cost of the village to go that route as opposed to approving the
thing? Nothing. It's just a meeting over with PERB. They call us in, they say, what are you doing? And we say, this is what we're doing. And then they ask us how we want to sort out the bargaining unit and who we want to include in it.
Okay.
So it's not like some huge thing.
All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Randy to adjourn.
Second
by Guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 We are adjourned.